Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Daily Detachment fam. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to staying unbothered in a world that's constantly trying to get under our skin. Today, we're tackling something super relatable. The dreaded duo of procrastination and indecision. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, paralyzed by the sheer volume of choices? You know that feeling when your mind is buzzing with a million ideas but none of them seem to materialize into action? Well, buckle up because we're diving deep into how Stoic wisdom can help us break free from this procrastination trap and become masters of our own decisions. First things first, let's get real about why this matters. In today's fast-paced world, feeling overwhelmed is practically a badge of honor, right? But constantly battling indecision and procrastination not only steals your precious time but also chips away at your self-confidence and joy. It creates this vicious cycle where you feel like you're always chasing the finish line, never quite catching up. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers a roadmap to navigate these choppy waters and reclaim your power. So, what are our top 5 takeaways for conquering procrastination and indecision? Number 1. Understand that you have control over your thoughts and actions. This sounds super basic, but it's the foundation of everything. Stoics believed in focusing on what's within your control, your thoughts, your reactions, your choices, and letting go of the things that are beyond your grasp. Think about it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can choose to wear a raincoat. You can't control other people's opinions, but you can choose how you respond to them. Remember that power. Number 2. Practice mindful decision-making. Instead of getting bogged down by endless options and overthinking every detail, try this. Identify your values and priorities. What truly matters to you? Once you have a clear understanding of what's important, it becomes easier to make decisions aligned with those values. It's like having a compass to guide you through the decision-making maze. Number 3. Break down big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. You know how sometimes looking at a giant mountain of work can just send you spiraling into a procrastination vortex? Well, Stoicism teaches us to focus on one step at a time. By breaking down overwhelming projects into bite-sized pieces, you create a sense of accomplishment with each completed task, which fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. Number 4. Embrace the power of enough. We live in a culture that constantly pushes us to do more, be more, achieve more. But Stoics understood the importance of finding contentment in what's sufficient. Striving for perfection can lead to paralysis by analysis and endless procrastination. Remember, good enough is often truly good enough. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all slip up, we all procrastinate sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge the moment, learn from it, and gently guide yourself back on track. Remember, progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs along the way. Okay, let me give you a real-life example of this in action. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, and your mind is racing with all the things you need to do. Research, write the slides, practice your delivery. You start feeling overwhelmed, so you tell yourself, "I'll get to it later," sound familiar? But then, later, turns into next week, and the stress just keeps mounting. Now, imagine applying those Stoic principles. First, remind yourself that you have control over how you approach this task. You can choose to break it down into smaller steps. Research for an hour, create an outline, draft the slides. See? The mountain is no longer so intimidating. Next, identify your priorities. What are the most crucial points you want to convey? Focus on those, and don't get bogged down in unnecessary details. And lastly, be kind to yourself. If you find yourself procrastinating again, gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. So there you have it, a few powerful Stoic strategies to help you overcome procrastination and indecision. Remember, Staying unbothered isn't about ignoring the challenges. It's about facing them head-on with a clear mind and a proactive approach. Ready to put these tips into action? What's one small step you can take today to conquer your own procrastination or indecision? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave us a review, and tell your friends. We'll catch you on the next Daily Detachment Adventure. Stay unbothered, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.